7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We would like to congratulate the Muslim Ummah on the beginning of the sacred Hajj season, that we've entered the blessed month, one of the forbidden months, which is the month of the Hajjah, a month that is full of blessings, a month that, you know, we've asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it in the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of the Ummah of the Holy Prophet, that is the holy month of Ramadan. But also this is a day where we should send congratulations to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and those of us who are fortunate enough to be in Medina at this particular time, you know, they can send our salams hopefully to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and our congratulations and felicitations to him. It is narrated that this is the day of the wedding anniversary and the day for when the beginning of that esteemed wilaya that has continued till the present day took shape on this plane of existence. Because in the higher planes of existence, it was already something that was done and dusted. This is the wedding anniversary, or the day that is reported to be the wedding anniversary of the greatest of followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and the flesh and part and the, you know, uniqueness, the actuality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. So we also send our congratulations to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri al-Zaman, on this day. And it is seen as being appropriate that the book that we will introduce to our dear listeners is regarding the Blessed Lady, the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, which we will introduce in our next segment, insha'Allah. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is a very important book regarding the life of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha. The book is titled Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, From the Cradle to the Grave. This book was originally written in Arabic by the late great scholar Sayyid Muhammad Kazim al-Kazwini, who was one of the great and influential scholars during his time in Iraq and then also in his time in Iran. Not to get too much about his biography, but he is a person who has written many books about the Imams, alayhi salam, many good books about the Imams, alayhi salam. He has a book about Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhum sharif, which is one of the main source books that we use in order to learn about the life of Imam al-Zaman, Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhum sharif. He also has a book about Imam Ali alayhi salam, a book about Bibi Zainab salamullah alayha. But one of his most important works is an encyclopedia about the life of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, which to my knowledge has reached 56 volumes. 56 volumes of this work is available. It is mentioned that he did not complete this work in his life, but his students were able to complete it after his demise. The great scholar passed away in the year 1994, and there's a very beautiful story that we would like to mention very quickly. So the scholar passed away in 1994, and he was buried in the holy shrine of Bi Ma'suma Salam ala alayhi in Qom. But after the fall of Saddam, it was decided that this great scholar, because he wished to be buried in the holy haram of Imam Hussein Hussein in Karbala, that they would do so. So according to historical reports, when they wanted to excavate the grave and take him out of the place in Qom, they found that his body was in perfect condition. Nothing had happened to his body. After what? After nearly 20 years, nothing had happened to his body. And what they found even more extraordinary is that this very book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters today, titled Fatima al-Zahra, From the Cradle to the Grave, was something that he was buried with. He held it to his chest. So this book was with him in the grave as what? As a shafa'ah from the azab and the punishment of the grave. So as I mentioned, this book was written in Arabic and it was translated by our dear brother, Sheikh Tahir Rida Jafar, and was published by WOFUS, or the World Organization for Islamic Services, in Tehran, in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we will be reading a portion of this book in our next segment. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah Alayha, From the Cradle to the Grave, written by the great scholar Sayyid Muhammad Kazim al-Kazwini, Rahmatullah Alayh. And we mentioned the story of his demise and burial in our previous segment. The book was translated from the original Arabic by our great Sheikh Tahir Rida Jafar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. So as this is the day that has been reported to be the wedding anniversary of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra salam alayha, it's appropriate to read about the marriage of these two esteemed, these two divine lights that manifested this relationship of the heavens on earth. So chapter 9 of the book is titled Fatima al-Zahra, On the Threshold of Marriage. As Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was only 9 years of age, but she was blessed with early physical development, rather physical perfection. This is one of the critiques that the Orientalists and those who are atheists, you know, target Islam with, about the young age of marriage of certain Islamic personalities. But this has been answered many times. It was also a custom in Europe for this to happen. This is not something that is, you know, unique to Islam. It is something that happens in many cultures. But anyway, in continuing our reading, she was distinguished from a very young age by her intellectual maturity and acumen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had endowed her with a perfect intellect, a brilliant mind, and cleverness that are beyond description. She also had a plentiful share of grace, beauty, and elegance in herself, and from what she had inherited from her parents. Her talents were numerous and extraordinary, and her acquired and inherited virtues surpassed that of every daughter and even every son. Upon appraisal of her religious and literary education, one realizes that she was the most learned woman who excelled above all others. History has not borne witness to any other woman who has attained such a level of erudition, knowledge, and refinement as her. This, notwithstanding the fact that she did not study in any school and never graduated from any academy other than the school of prophethood and the academy of divine revelation. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those of us who are married to make our marriage or bless our marriages the way that He blessed the marriage of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima Zahra salam ala alayha. And for those of us who are not married, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them spouses who tread on the footsteps of either Imam Ali alayhi salam or Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
Al-Fatihah.